Continuing from last time, before we start the mission, there's just one tesis that I'd like to do, is that tesis Lahatis. It's the middle tesis, the third to the bottom tesis on Chav Beis Amud Beis. Tesis says, Lahatis es Chachom. The Bais Susim, they were busy, they paid 400 dinar to have two Edom come and cause the Chacham to make a mistake. So what were they trying to accomplish? The Taisus. She'iwa yoyim lamed shel Adar b'Shabbos. Because the 30th day of Adar fell on Shabbos. V'nira ha'chedesh b'zmanu. V'vaisusim is avan she'hei yoyim alech shel Pesach b'Shabbos. K'dei she'hei hanofas ha'oymer b'echad b'Shabbos. V'atzeres b'echad b'Shabbos, because the Pasuk says Mimochres ha'Shabbos t'viyana. So it says the word Mimochres ha'Shabbos. So we, the Bais Susim, don't have the Chacham. They tell us that Shabbos is referring to Pesach, the first day of Pesach, and therefore the second day of Pesach is when we bring the Omer. Every year the Omer, when they're talking about bringing the Omer, people that mark it on eating only Yashan and not Chadosh. And the dinner in there is so, like, more so, but the dinner of Chadosh is until they bring the Omer, which is born on the second day of Pesach, Mimachar is Hashabbos. And then they also say that Shuas comes out 50 days later, which should also be the same Cheshvan. So they wanted, they say Mimachar is Hashabbos means Shabbos, the day of Shabbos. So they always wanted Pesach, they wanted the Omer to come out on Sunday. And then it's the day after Shabbos, is Sunday. So that's what they were trying to cause the Chacham to make a mistake, to show they see we're right, and that's what's coming out.
They
listen to Bevan. Let's finish the Tosfos. It's an excellent question, and Tosfos, you'll see in the answer, it's machlokes. Not everyone agrees to this Tosfos, but let's finish Tosfos. Excellent question. So he says they should enough as Bechlas Hashabbos. He should doishin mimachras Hashabbos because they dashim the word mimachras Hashabbos. Shabbos bereishis kemashmoi kafirish bekuntris. V'im toima. What is it accomplishing? They're still being miskalkal in your Pesach. Because the Baman is like you're saying, if they don't believe in the whole concept of Bezdin being Mekavish L'Chodesh, they don't believe this Gemara over here. If they don't believe in the Bezdin being Mekavish L'Chodesh, they don't accept Bezdin, they don't accept the Chachamim, so what are they accomplishing? It's not really L'Chodesh anyways. Pesach's answer is Yerushalayimad Lo'ichashir Le'kilkum Mishom Dudashi Atem Vafil Mezidim. They do dashin. See, certain things they did take out, and they dashin that Bezdin can be Mekadosh L'Chodesh, and even if it's a mistake, and even Bezdin makes a mistake 100%, and they were fooled, they were tricked, or they just said today they're making today's the Chodesh, that they were masking to the din of Kiddush HaChodesh. Nice, it's interesting sugya, which we'll continue when we discuss more about the Kiddush HaChodesh. Not everyone agrees with Tosfos. Some say that they just wanted every month they just wanted to wreak havoc, that they shouldn't be doing the right thing, not necessarily for this reason. Rav the Mishnah, Barishayna, in the beginning, originally, Hoyumasiyan, Masuos, they used to have torches that they would put on top of, they go on top of the mountain, and they would light a torch, and from mountain to mountain they'd be able to see that the torches were lit, and they'd be able to tell how the Chodesh, when was Chodesh was. And Shekilkula Kusim, when the Kusim were Mekalkal, they caused a Kilkul. Now, notice over here it says the word Kusim, and the Mishnah before said by Susim. So according to some, it's Lavafra. Kusim by Susim. The point is that they were all people who were trying, that didn't believe in Torah Sheva Peh. But according to the song, which Taisha's Mimashma, that the by Susim did believe in certain things, and while the Kusim didn't at all. Like Susim, the Kusim just wanted a shter for no reason other than to shter Klal Yisrael and shter the Chachamim. While the by Susim, they had their things they believed in, and they would manipulate whatever they can that it should come out like them. Not that they just were looking to shter the Chachamim. So they were misakin, the Chacham were misakin, that the Shluchim would go out from Bezin, they would send Shluchim, and the Shluchim would say that the Chodesh, that they were Mekadosh the Chodesh. Keitza, Hayim Esu and Masua, is how did they light these torches? Mevi'in, Kloin Soi Shel Erez Aruchin. They took long poles of cedar wood. Vekonim and reeds, Vatsi Shemen and bulls and wood, and Urish al Pishlam and comings of flax, Vekayrach and Mashiach and they tied it with their string, Ve'oil the Reshahar, and they took this pole up to the top of the mountain, Umatsis Bohen Eser, and they lit it, Umaylach Umaybi, and they went sideways, they waved it sideways, Umaylo Umayrit, and they waved it up and down. Until the person on the second mountain, which was depending on the different shittas of how far was away Parsoris, that he saw, oh, look, there's a torch over there. He then lit his torch. And then the third guy saw the second guy's torch, and he lit his torch. And then where did they start this? Where did they start these masuos? Mehar Hamshacha was Satova. The first one was Hamshacha went to Satova. Umisatova legrupina, umigrupina lechavorin, mechavorin lebeis Balfin, umbeis Balfin, loizazum Misham. When I got to Beis Balfin, that was the last har that it was done, loizazum Misham, elamoylech, umavi, umayla, umayrit, atcha, umayra, kolha, gari, lefana, kimadura, sage. And at that point, that was the last stop, and they waved it around up and down and sideways until it looked like complete fire all over, and it was known all over. Let's look at Rashi. First Rashi in the Mishnah, Rishayna Masin Masuris. Acha Shekitshu Achaydish, after they Makadish the Chaydish, Vayitzrichin Liskar Shluchim Lishloyach Legoyla, they didn't have to send out Shluchim to go tell everyone else. Laydiya Ki Hamasuris, my dear my son, they didn't have to send Shluchim, so they saved money. I don't understand Rashi. It's a very interesting Rashi. The Sasema says, very nice, you're going to save money, you're not going to have to go pay shluchim. It's much more efficient. It's much quicker. Everyone will know faster. If it's the first day of Rosh Chodesh, you'll know it's Rosh Chodesh today. You'll know that it was already, Rashi's like, that's the Chiddush. I don't understand. The Sasema says the Sadat Pshat, and he says it's perfect. If you do the fires, so the first night, let's assume they're Mekadosh the Chodesh today, by day, at night, as soon as it gets dark, they went, they lit the fire, they torched, it was a pretty quick, it didn't take all night, and by the next morning, every single person knew that it was Rosh Chodesh, as opposed to if he sent the Shliach, he couldn't get there as fast. It was a whole traveling thing, you had to walk through the towns, it was much longer. Don't know. So the Kusim said, we're also going to wave fire. Shalai b'zman ha-chaydesh. At not at the time of the chaydesh, l'hatesh yisrael. Obezim l'hoyu masiyim mesuris, al b'chaydesh in eskabiz b'yim shloshim k'damin b'pirkin. We're going to say, the Gemara is going to say, that they didn't light it, the masum, no matter what. Which chaydesh is either on the 30th day of the Mekadosh the chaydesh that day, or the 31st. Every month is either 29 or 30 days. So on the 30th day, either that's the first day of the next month, or the 31st. The Gemara is going to say that the only time that they ever did these masuos, that they did these torches, was only when it was on the 30th. Which means the Rosh Chodesh was a chaser, which was the earliest. Not if it was what we call now 2 day Rosh Chodesh, it was the next day. And when the Klai Yisrael would then see that on the 30th day, that night, that night after the 30th day, they would see that there's no fire, they would know that means that they didn't send it out tonight, they didn't light it tonight, it's for sure, every month. And one time Bezin said, we're pushing off the Chodesh, we're making the 31st day of Chodesh. And they didn't make fires. On the 30th day, on the day after the night after the 30th. So they did was, they lit the fires that night. And Klai Yisrael saw, look, it's the night after the 30th. That means today was Rosh Chodesh. When it wasn't.
So when they went up on the mountains, that means that it wasn't today, it was really yesterday.
Always, because you can only do it at night. Practically speaking, fire by day you can't see.
Right. So
the night after, they knew that yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. That's correct. They can't tell you beforehand. So Bezin said it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The Adim come, Makudish. They said now it's the new month. That night when it got dark, that's when they did the masuos. But this way they didn't have to worry. The next day they knew it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. And they knew yesterday was Chodesh, and they also now knew that tomorrow is not Rosh Chodesh. And it's negay for different things, as we'll see, negay whether we have people, the Noshim, and people like Rosh Hashanah, if you know, they know that not Rosh Hashanah. Otherwise you have to hold Rosh Hashanah for 2 days. Nowadays we hold two all over the place, it's a whole different sugya, but in theory. Coin size, pirtik, velazes, sticks, aruchim, they made them very long sticks, for they should yira le mirochik. They use these materials specifically because it made a bigger flame. The what is the name of the mountains that they went from, that they did this on? So he's saying that it went, this fire that they were doing on the harem, it went all the way to Pumpadisa. And once they got to Pumpadisa, that's it, they stopped. Pumpadisa had to then circle and spread it around. According to some of the Mefarshim, it's just practically speaking, there were no mountains. Past Pumpadisa, there were no mountains. So if there are no mountains, it doesn't work. The whole system is only if you're going in mountains. If there's no mountains, so how are you going to see from far? So he's saying is that everyone went from all over the place, they just lit torches that just kept on spreading, not necessarily the mountains, it just spread all the way. Kimadur's Eish. Mfajri Mar Madur's Eish Lashon Hesed Gadol means a big flame. Yes.
If it came out that the day after Rosh Chodesh was Friday night.
Specifically says that they took this pole and they went sideways, they went from right to left, or left to right, and they went sideways, and then they went up and down. He says, why do you have to do that? Or why are they telling you? You should know, there's a system, not just, you know, wave it. So he says, there's a place just a second to the bottom. Moilach umevi mailu umoyrid, yeshalmi mashma, kadesh la yitu lemeshu kreichav. Something called the shooting star. And a shooting star, he says, Amar Abasi, Chazina Koichva, the Nochis Vesolik. Chazina Koichva, the Azavasi. He says this, I saw a star that went sideways. And sometimes a shooting star looks like it's going from, you know, sideways. And sometimes a shooting star looks like it's going up and down. So if I'm going to see it from far, and it's just going to do it one direction, he's never saw it in both directions. That's what Taish was saying, is specifically when you did this, it had to be in both directions, up and down and sideways. And this way you would know that what's happening here. This is, you wouldn't make the mistake that it's a shooting star. Zabti Gemara. My mashma de masiyan lishna dikud. How do we know that the word masiyan is a lashon of a flame, of a fire? Hadaksiv, ayisoyim dovid banoshov. That says the same lashon of Yisoyim. And it says he made a burning, he made a fire there. So that's how we know what that is. Tanu Rabbanon. Ein masiyin masuus ela al hachodesh shenira bizmanay lekadoshay. Bizmanay means the first day. Again, so we have the 30th, the 31st. Those are the two possible days you can be kadosh lechodesh, that's next month. The ein masai masiyin, and when do you do this? When do they go on top of the mountains and light the flame? Is lo'or iburay. On the night after they did it. In other words, like we said, if it was on the 30th, they mekadesh the chodesh, the night after that, the 30th, the night after the 30th, which is after, this is the night before the 31st, that's when they did it. Everyone understand the 30th? You gotta keep a little bit, you know, a little bit track over here. So you got, it's the night after. The memra, does that mean to say, the achoser abdinan amoli lo yabdinan, that you only did it by month of a chaser and not by mole, which means that if Rosh Chodesh came out on the 31st, they mekadesh the chodesh and said the 31st is Rosh Chodesh, which means it's an iber chodesh. So there they didn't do it. My time, why not? Well, why don't you do it then also? Amar Zera, Mishum Rosh Chodesh chaser shecholi is Erev Shabbos. Like you said, what are they going to do? They made Zera because what's going to happen if the 30th day comes out on Friday, which means if the 30th day comes out on Friday, when are they going to light if the Mekadosh on Friday? Friday night. There's no heck to light this on Friday night. All the hetayim that we discussed in the last Mishnah on Shabbos and the last Perek, of being Machal Shabbos, is only to do the mitzvah of Mekadesh HaChodesh. There's no mitzvah to be Maidiyah, people, there's no mitzvah. And therefore, you should not be Machal Shabbos by lighting fires. Amos Abdi. So what happens in that case? When do they do it? Chodesh, they Mekadesh HaChodesh on Friday. They can't do it Friday night. So when are they going to do it? On Matzah Shabbos, when Shabbos leaves. Achukei Shabbos, when Shabbos leaves. The Amid, Navid, Nami, Amoli. Why don't we also say, let them do it on a full month? Fine. So we understand, let them do it both. Let them do it on the 30th or the 31st, depending on when it came out. So the Gemara says, no, Asu Limit. We're going to come to make a mistake. Amri Hai Chaser. They're going to say that really this month is a Chaser. Why didn't they do it on Friday night? Because it wasn't possible, because it was Shabbos. I do Malehu, maybe it's a full month, it was Malayavim. So if we would say to do it either on the 30th or the 31st, so now what are you going to do when it comes out on Friday? If you're going to do it on both days, if you're going to light it on Matzah Shabbos, so people are going to say, I don't know, is it because they're lighting it tonight because they couldn't do last night, and really this month is a chaser? Or no, it's a mali. So therefore, they're only doing it on the 30th, and therefore, when they're lighting it on Matzah Shabbos, you know if they can only light it at one of the days, if they only light it one of the days, either the 30th or the 31st, and if they light it, they know that's when it happened. So when they're lighting it on Matzah Shabbos now, you'll know that even though now Matzah Shabbos it's after the 31st, but the reason why they're doing it now is because they couldn't do it last night, but it's a chasen. But if every other month they would also light it, if it was a mali, every month that it came out of mali they would light it, then you wouldn't know what it is. Well, the Eved bein amali bein achasen, the mali doesn't give up. Let's do it. I'll give you an answer. Let's do it whether it's a mali or a chasen. I had a kasha, but when it comes out in Erev Shabbos, you're going to light on Matzah Shabbos. I'm not going to know what to do. Don't do it at all. That's the Gemara says. Don't do it at all. So if it comes out, so now if they don't do it at all, so I'll know that the reason why they did not do it, if they did it Matzah Shabbos, I would know it's a mullah. But if they didn't do it, but if they're not going to do it at all, I'll say, oh, you know why they're not doing it? They're not doing it because it was Friday night. It was a chaser and it was Friday night. That's why they're not doing it. Akiven le'adin on Matzah Shabbos. Being that they didn't do it on Matzah Shabbos, I know that it's a chaser. Va'avdin and amalei made a yadi de chaser. So he said, I'll know that it's a chaser. That's why I just explained. So therefore, you'll know by the fact that we didn't know that made the yod the chaser. I'll know that it was a chaser. Afilu hachi, asilu miti. No, you're still going to make a mistake. Why? Ami hai molehu. It's really, you know what? They didn't light it on Matzah Shabbos, but it's still a mole. It's not a chaser. Ha v'hai the loy avdi. It nusay who did nusay. They were einus. There was a reason why they couldn't do it. They were einus. Something came up. Rav Rashi say, "The nusay b'shikris shal mishteh haShabbos." Apparently, the people maybe got drunk on Shabbos, and the people that were supposed to light the torches, they were incapacitated. They were not able to light the torches. So make the cheshbon that it's not pshat that it's a fishua chaser. Really, it's a malay, and they really should have lit it tonight. But the reason why they didn't was because ayinus, and now people again are stuck. They don't know what it is. So he says, let's do it the other way around. Let's always do it to you out. So we understand now that if you're going to do it on both days, anytime it comes on the 30th, you're going to light it out that night. Anytime it comes on the 31st, you're going to light it on that night. So you're always going to have someone going to make a mistake on it when it comes out on a Friday. And on a Friday, there's going to be a mistake. People are not going to know what to do. But why don't you always make it on a Monday? You have the same thing. As long as you stay consistent with only doing one. And you have to realize the chayyim knows. So what happens if you do one and you say only chaser? Okay, now your chayyim falls out on Friday. They can't do it Friday night. Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos, maybe they're going to get drunk. They won't be able to do it. So now, so it's a chaser. You're only doing chaser, but why don't you say they're going to get drunk? The answer is very simple. Because if you're only doing it, every time you're only lighting a fire when it's a chaser, so if you light a fire on Sunday night, I'll also know it's a chaser. And if you light a fire on Monday night, I'll also know it's a chaser. So as long as you light a fire, and when you see the fire at any point in time, you'll know that the month is a chaser, because if there's a fire, it means it's a chaser. Everyone got it?
No. I thought we were trying to prove that we should own the
What?
I thought we
No, before that, I'm not asking that question yet. I apologize. Let me finish and then I'll go back. I'm asking a question on the Hadlai Abdi, et Nusei. I'm asking so right now, before you get to the Mole, okay?
So according to all these Gemara, it doesn't matter when Aleph is.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Because if Aleph is really Shabbos, and you don't know until it's days, then you're going to miss Aleph.
The biggest difference
between
to celebrate
the Shabbos. Yeah, no, it's not. But there is one difference which you're doing. Let's finish the Gemara and we'll go back in a second, okay? So let's do it only in the Mole and not in the Chaser. Because there is a difference, he says. There's a difference because there's going to be a Bittul Malach. So it's not like this Rashi in Pesach. Rashi says that it's talking about Rosh Hashanah. And if let's assume you have regular.
Oh, yeah,
let's assume regular. You have Monday. Okay? Monday, the Mekadosh, the Chodesh, they say today is Rosh Hashanah. Mekadosh, the Chodesh, it's Rosh Hashanah. That's it. Monday night, they can go up on the, they can go on the roof, on the mountains, they can wave their sticks, and there's no Rosh Hashanah the next day.
We still have a problem, because let's say the Mole comes out on Friday night. You still have a problem.
No, you don't have a problem. You're just going to have to hold 2 days. You can't stop that.
No, but I'm saying, knowing when Rosh Chodesh is, I'm not talking about Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
If it comes out that we're going to always light when it's a Mole, sometimes it could come out that the day after the Mole is Friday night also.
Right, but that's not a problem. No, but it's not a problem. Because, again, as long as you're only doing it one at a time, as long as I'm consistent and everyone knows that I'm lighting a torch means it's a Mole, so you're lighting up the Shabbos, I know it's then.
Okay.
As long as you stay, that's what I was saying before, as long as you stay consistent with one of them, so when I'll see the fire, I'll understand. I'll say, oh, I didn't see a fire. I didn't see a fire the first night, because I never see the fire, because we only do Moles. I didn't see a fire on Friday night. Oh, so that means it's a Mole? No, it's not a proof that if it's a Tuesday night, if it comes down on Tuesday night, I'll say it's a proof it's not a Mole, because if the 31st is on a Tuesday, and when I don't see a fire Tuesday night, I'll say, oh, that's a proof it's not a Mole. Because I didn't see a fire, and we always do a fire on a Mole. But if it comes out on Friday night, I'll say, I understand why I didn't see it. The Matzah Shabbos, they're going to go up and they're going to do it on the night of the 32nd, and I'll know that it was a Mole. And if I don't see it on the 31st, on the 32nd, the night of Matzah Shabbos, then I'll know it was a Chaser, because whenever I see the fire, it's a Mole. Whenever I don't see the fire, it's not a Mole.
That doesn't help me Rosh Hashanah.
It doesn't help. It's not going to help Rosh Hashanah. I'm saying that's what he's saying. That's why we don't do it, though, because we don't want to. He's saying is that a Mole could work. The Gemara is answering. Abai is answering that a Mole could work in theory. It 100% could work. They're saying as long as you stay consistent, it works, and people will not make a mistake. It's only when you're doing both days that people will make a mistake. Either way, but if you're just sticking with one, you're being consistent, there's no mistake. So why don't we do the Mole? Why do we pick the Chaser? He says because people, we don't want to cause people for no reason. That why not give them the information, the heads up earlier, and therefore they'll know that if Rosh Hashanah comes out, and Taisa says he doesn't understand why Rashi picks Rosh Hashanah. Taisa says it applies to every Rosh Chodesh. The Adinim of Noshim, Halacha Maisa. And depending on what they're allowed to do and what they're not supposed to do, it's certainly a strong inyanim for Noshim not to work on Rosh Chodesh. It could be everyone. They say they brought the Musaf, that some of the Farshim explained it that because of the Karban Musaf, so people didn't go to work. And the same thing like Pesach, after Chatzos, we don't do Malacha. And people don't realize that Erev Pesach, people think that Sfira starts, so once Pesach starts, but then the first in Halacha, after Chatzos already, you're not allowed to already shave and do other things like Lachsadal. They go, it's a Chalamoy, it has a dinner of the Chalamoy. Why? Because they bring a carbon. This man is bringing a carbon, a special carbon. The carbon Pesach has brought Erev Pesach, so therefore you're not allowed to do Malacha. So again, certain types of malacha like chalmoy, but the basic pesach is. So you'll be here also. But even more than that, is the Noshim. The Noshim is Zichah. Pesach says, he brings down this Mefurish that says that because the Noshim, the Rosh Chodesh was given to the Noshim as a Yom Tif, because the Noshim were not over, when they went, they came for the Zov and the Kesser, they came for the Noshim for their jewelry, and they said, come, we want to make an Egel. And the Noshim said, absolutely, we're not giving. We're not giving. And the Zichus that they didn't give, they was able to have Rosh Chodesh as a Yom Tif. That's what the Gemara says. Actually, it's interesting that it says that, how do we know that the Noshim were holy and didn't give their jewelry because they didn't want to do the Egel? Maybe they didn't give their jewelry because they didn't want to give their jewelry. They wanted to keep their jewelry. They wouldn't have given it to the Egel. They wouldn't have given it anything. Oh, big schuss. Big schuss. What's the answer?
By the Mishkan, they gave right away.
Beautiful. Maisim Mechichen. By the Mishkan, when they gave by the Mishkan, they showed. It's not chat that we're cheap and we would never give away our jewelry. When it came to the Mishkan, they came running with it. So they showed that it was also Avod Zara Shabbat. They didn't want to do it, but if there's no Avod Zara, they're very happy to give it to get to the Mishkan. Okay. Good. Let's go right there. Everyone got it? Any questions?
Well, the other, I'm surprised Tosfos doesn't bring it down, but the bigger question, maybe a bigger problem why a person needs so many Rosh Chodesh is for the Vestas, which is a D'oraisa. I mean, Malacha is one thing, a woman doing Malacha, but it could be that they needed to, unless you want to say that to the whole Indian of Vestas, we're only D'Rabbanan.
Vestas for the Rises. It's actually interesting that the Noshim are very connected. In the olden days, most women had Vestas that coincided with the moon. A very interesting concept that the Noshim are so connected to the moon. Actually interesting, for years it bothered me. Shimbur says, our minig is that Noshim do not say Kiddush Lulama. Not because they're not by Ma'ariv, Matzah Shabbos, when we do it, or during the week, but Noshim do not, in the first Mishnah Berurah, that they don't do Kiddush Lulama. Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shlo, and the Shlo says, because they caused the Pagam of the Levana.
What?
They caused the Pagam of the Levana. That's what it says. They caused the Levana to be inferior, that there has a Pagam. And for years it bothered me. I don't understand that. I went over to some people and had the guts to ask somebody. I felt like I said, I don't know, maybe I missed something. But as a kid, I remember learning this as a little kid always. Everyone knows. Now what happened? There was a sun and the moon. There was no chava yet. There was no isha. There was no ladies. There was no nothing. It was the beginning of creation. The sun was created. The moon was created. The moon went to the Baruch Shalom and told the Baruch Shalom, I don't understand. You can't have two bodies, celestial bodies that are equivalent. And the Baruch Shalom says, you're right. I'm going to make you small. The sun's going to be big. So where did the isha cause the pagam? I understand it was always that was the pagam. Bombed me for years. And I looked at the Shlo and I didn't get it. But then I, years later, I looked at the Shlo again and copied the Shlo saying. There's actually two Pagam in there. There's not one Pagam in the Levana, but there's two. One is that it's smaller, and one is that it waxes and wanes. That's the second Pagam. And somehow the Chet of Chava, of eating from the Eitz, that how that works, what the Shlo is, I'm not trying to understand what the Shlo, how she caused that Pagam in the Bria of the Levana. But he's talking about that Pagam. The pagam of making it smaller and bigger, and maybe that's why they don't do Kiddush Levana, because it's sort of like they're the ones that cause it, that it gets smaller and bigger. So therefore, they don't do Kiddush Levana. Okay, Dr. Marvita. Amar of Yehuda, Dalmin Arozim. There are four types of Arozim: cedar, Erez, Katroim, Eit Shemen, Uverosh. Katshayim, what is Katshayim? Amar Rav, Adra. It's something called Adra. Deber Pshila Amar, Mavliga. It's called Mavliga. Amar Lazu, Gulmish. What all these things are, I don't know. I don't think it says, but that's what these things are called. Upliga the Rav, Arapuna, Dama Rav, Arapuna. Ami Be Rav. Asar Mi Arazim, nope. There aren't four types of Arazim, but there are ten. Shenema Eitam Bemidbar Erez Shita Hadas Eit Shemen Ashem Barava Beroish Tidur V'Asher Yachtov. So those are the ten. So now the Gemara is going to go through them. Erez is Arza, it's just cedar. Shita is Ternisa, which is pine. Hadas Asa is a myrtle. Eight Shemen is apirsima, which is balsam. Berosh is bartha, which is boxwood. Tidher is shaga, which is fir. Tesher is shervina, which I don't know what it means. I believe the Rashi in Babasha says he also didn't know what it meant. Hani shiva haven. So that's only seven. Where's ten? There were three, these three, Aloinim, Almoinim, and Almoigim. Aloinim, Butmi. Aloinim is an elm tree, Almoinim is Bluti, which is oak tree, and Almoigim is Ksisa, is corral. Nidami, Aroinim, Almoinim, Almoigim. Or it's Aroinim, Almoinim, and Almoigim. Aroinim is Ore, which is laurels, Almoinim is Dove, which is chestnuts, Almoigim is Ksisa, which is corral. The Tsei Adir Lo Yaven, and it's the ship, the strength of the ship can't stop it. Amar Rav, what are we talking about here? Zu Borni Gudah, the big ship. The Gemara is going to explain how they got the corral out of the sea. Heichi Avdi, Maisi Shis Alfi Gavri, it took 6,000 people, Petresa Yachi Shiter, for 12 months. Va'amri Lei, there are those that say, Tresa Alfi Gavri, it took 12,000 people, Beshita Yachi Shiter, for 6 months. Either way, it's the same amount, no matter of how it comes out. V'tani L'chola Ad L'shechna, and they loaded up the boat until with tons of sand, chola sand, lots of sand. The Nachas Bar Amiroi, and they had a diver go down. The Kotar Atone Akutune, and he tied ropes, the Ksina of flax, the Ksisa, on the corral. The Kotar Lahu Bisfinta, and then he went and he tied the other side to the boat. And Natli Chala, the Sadul Abroi, and he took the sand that was on the boat and he threw it overboard. The Kamad Madalia Akro Masya, and as it, the strength of it going up, and the sand when it got lighter, made it cause it to go up. Let me explain. It's very ingenious. It's actually, I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael, and I went to an underground tour, and I had this big, big, massive rock. I remember the tour guide saying that they have no idea, to this day, they don't know how they figured out how to get this big rock here. Not China. Even nowadays, with now technology, that rock has been there for hundreds of years or whatever it is, and they don't even know how they got there. They were very smart back in those days. Everyone thinks nowadays we're very smart, and we're much smarter than old people. It doesn't, to me, if you, the more you learn the Gemara and you learn the things, it's not much interesting. The Mefesh, you can place this in Avoy Dezor, and the Zion talks about that it says, Mefurish, that you didn't know it, and the Goyim knew it, that the world was round. Tosfos was written way before Columbus, way before any Zach. Apparently, we forgot it somehow. We think we're really smart, and the older generations are dummies. Kitzemaisa. So they have they did was they took a boat. Now boats float, and the pressure of the water makes it float. They put tons of sand in it to weigh it down so much that it went into the water, not completely, not submerged, thought that it should sink, but enough that it should be submerged. They took a strong rope and tied it to the boat. They took a strong rope and tied it to the corral, which stuck into the seabed. Then they took the sand and threw it overboard. So when they threw the sand overboard, the strength of the buoyancy caused that the boat, which is the pressure of the boat going up, you can't say you take a boat and you in theory take your two hands and try to push it down, it really shouldn't go unless you have a lot of strength. So that caused it to have a tremendous amount of energy to be able to yank the corral out of the water, out of the seabed. And then once the sand was completely off the boat, it was now floating again with the corral sitting on the bottom of it tied to a rope.
And that was a min eres, or this is a different topic?
It's a min eres. That's how they got the corral. That's what we're talking about. That is how they got the corral. Yes, it's a min eres. Let's just finish off right over here. Machal al-Khat trained the Kaspa, and for each one of this corral, they got 2 talents of silver. So it was very valuable. They're telling you how valuable it was. You see, it was a chachma to get it, and it had a lot of value. Alright, let's stop over here. We're not going to be able to finish the whole end of this here. Ashishmat is Masay, one of the sugyas, one of the things that they talk about is the Ari Miklat. You had a person who went to the Ari Miklat, he killed Mishayeg. He was somewhat negligent. If someone kills on purpose, then he doesn't go to Ari Miklat, and someone was a complete oinus, that it was not possible for him to know, and he did nothing wrong, and he was very careful to the utmost, he would not go to the Ari Miklat. But we're talking about someone who's a shegig who really could have done a little bit of a better job. So it's interesting that Medrash says, now how does a person who runs into the Ari Miklat, how does he get out? The Kohen Gadol has to die. The way he gets out, the Kohen Gadol dies. As long as the Kohen Gadol is the same Kohen Gadol, he's stuck there. The Kohen Gadol dies, everyone's out free, and you're no longer allowed to kill them. So the Medrash says that the Kohen Gadol's mother used to go and give cake, cookies and milk to the inmates, to the people in the Ari Miklat. So why? So they shouldn't doubt him that their son should die. Huh? Her son, thank you. They should doubt him that her son shouldn't die. It's incredible that, for some cookies and milk, someone's not going to, they're going to be willing to stay in jail. That's number one. Number two is very interesting. It's a fascinating Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai says, why does Medrash say the mother? Why not the Kohen Gadol? On the assumption that this works, but why not the Kohen Gadol himself, and why not his wife? He says, I'm married to Gevurah. That's a cute chah. He says, the din is, someone can go to the Bezdin and say, I killed someone b'shegi. Why is he going to do that? Because he's going to get free food. He's going to go to Bezdin, I killed b'shegi, he's going to run to the Ari Miklat, and the mother, someone's going to come and give him food. And what happens if the Kohen Gadol dies? So then he goes free. So now, if the Kohen Gadol himself was giving the food, he'll get food forever unless the Kohen Gadol dies, and then he'll go free. If the wife of the Kohen Gadol is going to give the cake, then what happens if the wife dies? A new wife comes. The Kohen Gadol always has to have a backup. A new wife will come, and she'll give him his cake and his cookies and milk. But if the mother is the one that's giving the cookies and the milk, and she dies, he's stuck in jail now without any. He's stuck in Ari Miklat without any food. So therefore, it was a way that people should, the Medrash says specifically, the mother, is so people won't put themselves in Ari Miklat just to get free food, because you might end up getting stuck there. It's not such a good idea. And I state in the Ben Ashkai, a little bit of a chap. But why does it work? There's a nice from Ari Levin. It says is that he went there it was in Eretz Yisrael back then. He went and he visited all the people that were in the jails. He went to visit them every Shabbos. Every Shabbos, no matter what, he wouldn't miss. And one Shabbos, his daughter was deathly ill. There was a terrible, terrible emergency. He had no choice. He couldn't go. And all the inmates, mamash, had chalishas hadas. They were just very depressed. They couldn't believe that he wouldn't come. He gave them such chiyas. And in the next week, when he came, and they leaned on Shabbos in the jail, they sold the liyas. One guy says, I would be willing to give up a week of my life, that if Ari Levin shouldn't have, his daughter was deathly ill still. And he said, I'd be willing to give up a week of my life, that if Ari Levin shouldn't have this agony, that his daughter is so, so sick. And the next guy went up and said, I bid 2 weeks. And the next guy said, I bid 3 weeks. And the one guy said, I bid my whole life. My life is worthless if I know that if Ari Levin, that his daughter is so sick, and he has such agony over it, and he's in such tsar from it, that I'm ready to give, my whole life is worthless. It's an amazing thing how a little bit of cookies and milk, how someone caring about the other person, just showing that you care, can have such an impact on people. You don't realize everything that we do in our daily lives. You don't realize a little thing sometimes even less than that. Sometimes saying the stories with hello and goodbyes, and people just being, they say about the yeshiva went and said hello to the lady every day, and she died and she gave $1 million to the yeshiva. These stories are true stories. And it's just amazing how we have to realize that these little impacts of giving cookies and milk can also have an impact, and a very strong impact.